I am Joanne Curvis, Executive Director of Arts Longmont and the Muse Gallery. There are 40 artists that worked with 14 farms and that created the two exhibits. So what our plan was to match each farm with a two-dimensional artist, a three-dimensional artist, and a storyteller. And the storyteller could be a writer, a poet, a musician, a chef. And so that with those three components, that those artists would tell the story of each farm and really, you know, be on the farm, get to know the farm, not just like go look at it once and be done. It was really kind of them immersing themselves in the farm and getting to know the people. And I think if you were to talk with a lot of the artists, you know, we had an opening on Friday, and to listen to them, you know, well, some of the farm workers came and these were the people that I met while I was on the farm learning about what they did. So it's been a really, I think it's, the project has gone way beyond what we ever expected. So they really made a connection like we wanted them to, and then took it even farther than we expected.
Thunder and lightning, the rascal, he's gone.
I'm Greg Marmolejo. That is an original song that I wrote for this event. It's for the Soli Sombra farm, which is in Hygiene, and they've got a couple of interesting things about that farm. Number one would be their irrigation system, but I felt like it'd be easier to write about their cats. Yeah, so the cats who work on that farm, that's their pest control system. Thunder and Lightning, and it used to be three of them. Rascal, this is why this is the ballad of Thunder, Lightning, and Rascal. And it's about the cycle of life, you know. They Thunder and Lightning, they eat the weevils, and then Rascal got eaten by a fox.
Now, the visual artists are getting displayed in the different galleries. People have a chance to see them. So where will people have a chance to hear your participation in the Fresh?
I'm going to be doing a show 8 o'clock to 8:30, and that's going to be over in Roosevelt Park. It's going to be the second to the last act right before the Prairie Scholars.
This is all August 22nd.
Yeah, August 22nd, Saturday night. Yeah, and I'm also doing a show on Friday, the night before, over at the Grossen Bar.
My name's Deborah Cacoli, and I paint. Well, I was paired up with Briargate Farm, and Kate Johnson owns that farm, and she's got goats, a lot of goats, and she's an artisan cheesemaker, so she also does cheesemaking classes, and she's got she's got some horses and a cat, a couple of cats, and so my pictures are very representational. I've got a painting of her walking out in the field with the goats. I'm a nanny, so I have a picture of the child I watch with a kitten. And I went to one of Kate's cheesemaking classes, and I did a painting of homemade mozzarella cheese in olive oil.
And so prior to getting involved in the Fresh exhibit, had you done this type of work before where you had maybe been partnered up with, you know, another entity and you had to kind of bring your artistic sense to it?
I had not, no.
So what was that experience like?
It was great. So prior to this, I had done a lot of paintings of chickens and farm animals. I had lived in Vermont. I've been here 4.5 years. So I have a strong interest in that. Work being assigned a farm was it was great. It was wonderful. It was very motivating. It was inspirational. It got me going. It's like, okay, I've got to do this. I've got to get to work. And it was wonderful. It was terrific.